Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone, I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing and commenting. I really do appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both linked in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about how, as an INFJ, we have many pet peeves, and I've said this to you guys before. There's a lot of things that irk us or bother us, and we are unable to, in the general scheme of things, when we are around people, unable to hide those emotions of ours of disdain or disgust. And one of the main things I really do despise when I am moving through the world is the state of dramaticalism. No, that's not the right word. Dramatism. Basically, when people make a big deal of things or create unnecessary drama in a situation where it does not really require it. And I've noticed this in a lot of people where they will actually create a lifestyle or they create a world around themselves where they bring drama into their life. It's as if they need the drama around them or they need the drama inside their relationships or their lives in order to make things interesting or in order to keep things fresh in their relationship. or so that they perhaps don't get bored, or maybe they just need the drama because it makes them feel alive. Whatever the reason might be, I've noticed this quite frequently in a few of the people around me. And my natural tendency in these situations is to run in the opposite direction, far, far away from this person. There are many reasons for it, but the main reason why I really do despise drama is because it's such a drain of energy on my part. Because I'm sitting there and this person is crying and dramatizing and making a big deal out of something that is perhaps really not a big deal. In fact, in a lot of cases, it's not. And they won't even think twice about it a few hours later, or even a few minutes later sometimes. And so they're crying and throwing things or throwing a tantrum or making a big deal out of something. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, consoling them while thinking to them to myself, oh my God, I really want to get out of this place so I can be on my own because I really feel drained by all this dramatization. Literally though, like it is, if you are in that position yourself and you notice how exhausted you feel after, physically, mentally, spiritually, every bit of you, every cell in your body is completely drained. And if you notice that, there's a particular reason for it. It's because this kind of energy, the dramatic energy, it takes a lot of energy in general to portray. You're not just sitting there calmly thinking, oh yeah, so something terrible happened in my life. You are basically making the biggest deal out of it, throwing things around, throwing a tantrum, moving your body around, getting angry, getting stressed out, really making your nervous system go into this crazy fight or flight mode where it literally feels like there's an adrenaline rush that's going to completely choke you. It feels like every part of your body is completely in that mode of panic. And I've noticed people get into this mode where they get into a mode where they start panicking and they can't breathe anymore. They go into hyperventilation because they went into this dramatic series of, oh my God, my life sucks, or this terrible thing happened to me, and their body reacted to it. Now, if you guys know anything about the mind-body connection, it is literally the most powerful thing you can do to yourself. The most powerful thing you can do to yourself is realize that you have a very distinct mind-body connection. And if you really want to get yourself revved up and to get yourself into a state of panic, just start thinking terrible thoughts. Start thinking and dramatizing everything in your life, saying, oh my God, everything sucks, no one loves me, the world is terrible, it's going to shit, I'm gonna die soon, and no one's gonna care. And then the minute you start saying all these things, even me just saying them matter-of-factly right now, I can feel my heartbeat being raised a bit. I can feel like my body is getting a little bit more tense. You know, I can feel all of these emotions creeping up into me and my body reacting to these emotions. So words are powerful, and the way you're speaking to yourself, especially in these moments when you're over-dramatizing everything and you're making a big deal out of everything, your body's going to react to it. And no wonder a lot of people are in a state of constant stress or even depression, because after a while of this over-dramatizing over and over again, your body doesn't react to it anymore. Your body doesn't care anymore. Your mind doesn't care anymore. It says enough is enough. I'm too tired. I'm too exhausted. I'm burnt out. And then you go into a state of depression. And so in general, if you are wanting to take advantage of this mind-body connection, the main thing you need to do is stop over-dramatizing everything and just to relax. Yes, things are not perhaps the best right now for you. Maybe something is going wrong, but killing yourself over it, overstressing yourself over it, is not going to help the situation. In fact, you're not going to be thinking straight, and you might end up making a decision that is not the right decision for you. And so in general, what I recommend is you calm down, relax, take a deep breath, and then think about what's going on in the situation and try to perhaps look at the lesson in the situation. That's what I always do, is that I know that the universe is taking care of me. And so I know that there's nothing really terrible that happens in general. It's mostly just lessons. So the universe is trying to give me a lesson, and I don't know what that lesson is yet. But if I just relax myself, perhaps it'll come to me. Or if I just relax myself, I can actually just go through my day and deal with it in a more intelligent fashion. I'm not just going to jump to a conclusion and start running around throwing things about and making the wrong decision. because I'm calm. Even though something terrible is happening, I'm calm and I'm able to deal with it in a really intelligent, coherent fashion, right? And that's one of the reasons why INFJs hate dramatization, is because what happens is that we're usually the only ones who are calm in a situation like that, because we don't let ourselves get into these modes of let's go crazy and be over dramatic and make ourselves go insane and stress ourselves with it. Because again, we don't have that much energy to spare, so we really are careful about the way we spend our energy. And so in most of these situations, and even around me all the time, whenever people are dramatizing things around me and they're just going crazy, I'm usually the one who calms down and who really relaxes, takes a deep breath, and allows the situation to become more calm by calming everyone else around me and telling them to relax and showing them an alternate view of the situation, perhaps, and trying to make them believe that this might be actually a good thing or a positive thing rather than a negative thing, trying to show them perhaps a lesson in the situation. And so a lot of cases, as I said, we end up being the mediator or the stress release of the situation. And then what happens is that we get drained because we're spending all this time calming everyone around us, relaxing them. They go to bed and they're happy and chilled out, and we have taken upon all of the stress and anxiety of the situation, and then we're exhausted, and then we need to recuperate ourselves. So in general, as I said, as soon as I realize that a particular friend of mine is prone to over-dramatization, is prone to these dramatics, this kind of hysteria, this kind of making everything be a bigger deal than it actually is, perhaps to draw attention to themselves, perhaps to make their lives seem more interesting than they are, perhaps to create drama or create interest in their lives or to make it more exciting, whatever the reason might be, I have no idea. But literally, as soon as I know that there's a person around me who does that, I step away from that person. And as much as possible, if they're going into that mode of dramatization, I don't let myself get sucked into it. Because it's very easy, that person's like, oh my God, everything sucks. And it's very easy for an empathic person like us to be like, oh my God, everything sucks. And I don't want to do that, you know. I want to be like, no, not everything sucks. Everything is perfect. Only this one little thing sucks and you're making a big deal out of it, so calm down. That's the second way is what I want to deal with the situation, how I want to deal with the situation, you know. I want to be the person who says, okay, no, you're going crazy, you're being a little bit insane. This person probably didn't mean to do that to you. You're making a bigger deal out of it. Just relax and calm down. And if they did mean to do that to you, then there's a different way to deal with it rather than stressing yourself out, panicking, and creating all this drama in your head and your body and stress in your head and your body, right? And there's always two ways to deal with things. And why do you want to stress yourself out? Why do you want to basically create all of this tension and trauma in your body? It's better just to relax and deal with it in a more coherent, intelligent, slow fashion. And so as I said, we do not like dramatic people. Over-dramatic people, I'm talking about. People who create a lot of drama and stress and hysteria in their lives with no real reason for it. And so, as I said, I usually step away from that person. And whenever I know that they're kind of creating this drama, either I walk away and I'm like, all right, goodbye. Not exactly that way. But, you know, I'll be like, oh, I have to get going. Or I'll sit down and I'll be like, all right, stop being over-dramatic, because this situation doesn't require it. You're creating a huge drama out of nothing. And it's tiresome and it's exhausting and I don't want to deal with it. So either you calm down or I'm leaving. I know this probably seems really harsh and aloof, but really in a lot of cases we are empathic. But if you're making a big deal out of something that's not, and you're being over dramatic about something that's not important, then we'll actually step in and say, no, this is enough. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Okay. So if you are one of those overdramatic people and you do have an INFJ around you, you're going to notice that they're not going to really hang out with you that much, because it just doesn't vibe with us. We do not like it. If you guys have any questions about this, obviously, please do comment below and I shall answer them in video format. And again, thank you so much for watching. I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.